Friday's cattle on feed report was neutral, a little bit negative to the marketplace, only because of numbers coming in where they did. Of course, we're looking at the cattle numbers as compared to a year ago, and we've already started to see numbers start to dwindle by a year ago. So we're actually comparing lower numbers to lower numbers in these reports now. Looking at how the report came out, the on-feed number was expected to show 97% of a year ago's placements. That's where it came in. So the on-feed number was pretty close to expectations. Placements were expected to come in at 93% of a year ago. They came in at 95%. So 2% above expectations. That was a little bit negative to the marketplace. We're still looking at tight numbers, but it was above expectations. Marketings were expected to come in at 102% of a year ago, and that's exactly where they came in. When you look at it, though, the on-feed number is still the lowest that we've had on-feed in 9 years. The placements was the lowest that we've seen in 10 years, so we continue to see tight supplies kind of dominate this marketplace. When you look at the breakdown of what's in the feedlots between steers and heifers, both saw a 3% decrease in numbers versus year over year. But 61% of the calves in the feedlots are steers, 39% of the calves in the feedlots are heifers, which has been kind of the standard that we've seen throughout most of the year, which shows that we're not seeing much as far as herd expansion is concerned. If there is any, it's pretty minimal. Overall, you'd have to say this report, by looking at the numbers directly, we're a little bit neutral to negative, but because of the tight numbers and the fact that we're still seeing some of the lowest numbers in a decade, that continues to help support the cattle market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.